I believe with all of my heart that the only way to find true happiness is to create your own.
I believe in the strength of a woman.
I believe that the greatest gift is willing to accept reality and allow for a second chance when times get tough.
This I do believe. A smile can save a life.
This I believe. We conclude the broadcast of 10 personal essays today, all of them written by high school seniors here in Springfield. They were all winners in a contest sponsored by WUIS. In partnership with School District 186, the Mayor's Office, and the Springfield Rotary Club Sunrise. Our final essay of 2009 was written by Angie Martin, a Southeast high school senior who shares a belief she has in miracles.
I believe in miracles. Miracles are happening around us each and every day. Miracles come in all sizes. They're the small, trivial ones, like getting an A on the vocab quiz you forgot to study for. But then there are the big ones, like the time when life gives you a second chance. I believe when you wish upon a star, your wish might just come true. In the summer of 1996, my grandpa was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. He smoked and drank, so it didn't come as much of a surprise. I had just finished preschool and was entering kindergarten, so I didn't exactly understand what was going on, except my grandpa was yellow, and in the words of my mother, he would be going to a better place, just like my goldfish. I was confused. How on earth could I flush my grandpa down the toilet? He was too big. It wouldn't work. Plus, goldfish are orange, and my grandpa was yellow. That year, my grandparents spent a lot of time driving back and forth from Springfield to St. Louis. Even with the best doctors around, my grandpa's chances of surviving were slim to none. When it came time for my kindergarten graduation, my grandpa went. Everyone was shocked, considering my grandpa never went to anything like that, not even for his kids. Even he was scared he wouldn't live much longer. My grandpa was a fighter. Days, weeks, and months passed, and as the time ticked on, so did my grandpa's heart. His cancer was slowly going away. The chemo had worked. Before I knew it, I was in fifth grade, and my grandpa was going for his final checkup. His cancer was gone for good. When I began high school in the August of 2005, my grandpa was doing better than ever. He was back up to his usual pace. He worked on the farm with my Uncle Bill and took the dogs for a walk. We ate breakfast together every morning, and every morning of my freshman and sophomore year, he drove me to school. Now with June fast approaching of my senior year, my grandpa will be there to watch me walk across the stage. We still eat breakfast together in the morning, only now I drive myself to school. He even goes to my swim meets. He just celebrated his 73rd birthday in January. He's slowed down a bit since he's gotten older, but he's still my grandpa, and I'm still his favorite grandkid. It is because of a miracle that my grandpa is alive today. The keg is still in the basement refrigerator, but that's my grandpa for you.
Angie Martin, a Southeast High School senior, our final essayist of 2009. You can learn more about our essay contest by visiting our website at wuis.org.